that which is seen, but that which experiences.
Yes.
Otherwise, there can never be anything appearing at all. So no understanding about that which experience hinders one from understand the truth. That nothing if there is no experience.
Yeah.
And what about the experience? It has accumulated lots of ignorance and attachment. Without understanding, which can see attachment, who can be not enslaved to attachment anymore?
Yeah, but in the first way, I think intellectual is the first step. Yeah, you let someone say every, they talk about this again and again and again.
But after one has heard about the meaning of reality, it seems that nothing else is worthwhile. Because it's just about whatever appears now as so real. And who can understand that better? By knowing that the only person is the Buddha himself.
Yes.
One does not turn away from him anymore, no matter to the other words. Because any person does not tell the truth of reality right now,
yes,
as we have heard. So no other word can turn one away. When we have confidence on the truth and reality right now, one can see the difference between the Buddha's words and the other's words. That which does not bring about understanding, what's the use of listening? While the other thought a lot about whatever appears now until right understanding is very firmly established and it grows little by little. It has to go like this because it has to go against the current of ignorance and attachment which used to arise by conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the teaching which conditions detachment only from clinging, from hoping, for speculation or whatever expectation is there. Impossible to expect.
But because I have just a telephone call with my friends, this time she not joined the discussion, and she shared the information with me that she read in the sutta. I don't remember what is sutta, but this is have seven factor to eradicate defilements, and she think that when the mind in peace, they have a conditions to know the reality. This is her questions. So can you more...
What about the understanding? She doesn't have any understanding.
No, she also based on your teaching and she know... So but she, let's say that if the,
that's it,
the mind peace...
Way, not the Buddha's way. She didn't realize that her way must be different from the Buddha's way because she didn't study enough. She hasn't heard enough to understand that. Who knows better?
The
Buddha or her? Who think that, oh, it needs calm and other factors, but no understanding. For example, we just talk about sila. See,
yes.
We talk a lot about different kind of sila,
yes.
But what is it? See, if we don't begin with what is it, we follow the current of ignorance on and on and on. Floating along with ignorance and attachment to different ideas, why not come back to listen to the teachings of the Buddha? For even just one word, if one understands that clearly, one can see the Buddha as he, a Buddha.
The thing she want to share with me that she not only just sitting meditation, and she can realize, she can know the reality. But she said that if the mind in peace, and she also get the information from Ajahn teaching, so this is the one of condition to know the reality. Is it okay? Is this impossible?
What is the reality? What is it to know that reality?
No, that means she experience the hearing, the touching, the seeing, because it's only hearing.
It's all the idea of I am experiencing the hearing and the teaching and what can I do to impede the kilesa. and I can meditate to help. So it's all bound up with the idea of I, my practice, my understanding, my seeing, my hearing. It's not actually understanding anything about reality.
And she takes that which is not peace as peace. She takes that which is calm as calm. So she thought about these things without any understanding. So it cannot be conditions for right understanding, because Buddha didn't say that calm will condition right understanding.
Yeah, one of my friends totally agree with you. If we just sitting and we cannot know.
Why not hearing and considering and understand that this is the word of the Buddha himself? For example, reality. What is real at this moment is that should be realized. This is the teaching of Buddha because it's the object of his enlightenment. Seeing right now that he can teach about it clearly.
But by hearing the teaching only, whether we have more conditions.
Not only, consider it.
So it's like you're saying, only hearing the teachings, why don't we do something to have more conditions? But who is it that can do anything? Because actually there are only dharmas which are conditioned. So what is this who or me that can make more conditions or have more conditions?
Yeah. Just my friend just want to share that, like we have the discussion or we hear the teaching from Ajahn's and then we go out. Yeah, not enough. So if we don't think that the beings might have the more condition, we go out and we know no more condition to consider that, hearing teaching. But if we stay home, we just stay sick, and the mind become in peace, and that's a more condition for us to experience the
peace at all.
She don't know this myself. So just thinking.
And what are these other conditions, like, apart from listening and considering more about realities, what other conditions can help? I mean, sitting and focusing?
I think she needs one to peaceful in her mind, but she don't.
But that's not the teaching at all. Each word of the teachings of the Buddha concerns truth of reality. If there is no understanding, that cannot be conditioned for further understanding, deeper understanding.
And it's the reason it cannot be peaceful is because it's the idea of I who can do something, trying to find the other way, trying to find the peaceful reality. And so actually it's attachment, so it cannot be peaceful.
So what is peace, see?
Yeah.
If she doesn't understand it, how can she say that it?
I understand. No, that's just a thinking. But she asked me, how about the this mean the teachers in the past? Because some teacher center sent in meditation center said that if we use the peace in your mind, you can know more, or you can observe whatever appears, and you can know it very clearly.
So it's stagnation about what is peace. Whether it's now or then or what. So how can the person find out the peace? So that person's not the teacher, not the Buddha.
It's just nice sounding words. Use the peace in your mind to do this. Just, but it's meaningless because there is only peace at the moment of kusala. Other moments are all no peace.
I'm thinking that if we go and sit and focus, that the reality will be clearer. Again, it's just an idea, an expectation now. What about at this moment? Is reality clear now? If it's not clear now, why will it be clear at another time?
Yeah. I also realize the expectation because like one more conditions, one more understanding, but it's not true.
Yes.
Yeah. rather than my discussion with my friends. Yes. Yeah.
So we cannot say for anyone, we cannot turn away those who have wrong understanding to right understanding, because each moment, each citta accumulates whatever at that moment is kusala or akusala, wrong understanding or right understanding. That's why Buddha taught, because he couldn't turn the citta, any citta, to come to the right way. But because of his word, anyone who consider begin to see and have one's own understanding, little by little. For example, just one word, Dhamma, or reality, see? If there is no understanding, that what is it? What is it now? I, or just that which sees? And what is the nature of that which it sees? It's conditioned to arise. Without the eye, there's even without that which impinges on it. Can they be seeing right now? Even just a little understanding can bring more and more understanding of who's the enlightened one, who cannot teach everyone to begin to see the anatomist, no self, no one, at any moment, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So who else can teach the truth of all these moments?
And when we hear about the truth of this moment, about seeing the physical object, it's not Ajahn's teaching, it's the Buddha's teaching. So we can find out what is the Buddha's teaching here and now. When we read the text, it's also about reality. It's just the same, about seeing our visible object, but seeing thinking with kusala or akusala jitas. So if people teach another way or another, I'll say one should go to meditation center or focus on the object. Actually, it's not the Buddha's teachings.
That's why nobody can help anyone who doesn't listen to the Buddha's teaching. Impossible to help them to have more understanding or any understanding.
So it's the Buddha's teachings that is universal, applicable to everyone. It's not that this is one method, and then maybe there are some other ways or some other methods that may help. Actually, just one way is taught by the Buddha.
Because some old ladies come to our group and ask us, because the Buddha, and nobody knows what teachings from Buddha exactly, because
because they listen to different teachings and they don't really read and consider and check what exactly is the Buddha's teachings.
Yes, because they read, they hear from many teachers.
It doesn't matter because why can one think that whether this is the teachings of the Buddha or not? Because it's about this rare moment of seeing who can teach like him. So is there any doubt about the truth of it that can be proven and understood any time? Like now that seeing, we don't have to go along or find out to understand it. It is here and now, and this is the teaching of the Buddha, of each moment of reality. So why doubt about whether he had enlightened this truth?
And the reason it's true that seeing, no matter what word, what language, is just what can be tested and feeling at this moment. And that's why it is the truth that the Buddha taught, because it can be proven now, like hardness that is touched now. No one can touch, no thing that can be touched.
And I think they have not enough patience, so they want to have the peace in mind, or at least their life is become better, but they don't know.
They want their life to become better, so they want to have more peace, but as Jian said, they don't understand anything about what peace is. Actually, it's all for me, have the life better for me, more peace for me, not understanding.
And at that moment, where is attachment? At that moment of thinking of peace, trying to have peace, where is the attachment?
I think they don't know. They don't know.
At the moment of wanting, is it attachment or right understanding? while they're seeing and no right understanding, just wanting to do something, can that is right understanding? Because it is attached to wanting very much, not to understanding, just want anywhere.
But if they think that they wanting this is the, they want the good things.
They want a good thing for me, the results for me, the calm for me, wanting so much, but instead of any calm or good things, there's just more agitation and more difficulty in life. Because it's not understanding what is a moment of kusala or what calm is. Calm can only arise, can only arise with moments of kusala, like at moments of dana, thinking of the other's welfare, moments of metta, consideration for others, or right understanding of realities.
Yes.
Then it's calm.
Yes,
but not at moments of wanting to have calm,
or trying to have calm.
And exactly what is the good thing at moment of seeing? See? No considering at all. Just wanting good thing. But what is good thing at this moment of seeing?
They don't know how long they can experience the thing in the
because always I, who would like the result so much, thinking about people in the Buddha's time, see?
I can have seeing. It's all about me and my experience, not understanding Dhammas.
I think that's the problem because they
it's
can.
It's all my experience.
They attach with the experience. Mm-hmm. So I think it's
taking it all for my experience.
Yes, yes. Because of some.
Any word of the teaching at all? Reality, attachment, detachment, no understanding.
Even they don't distinguish the different thinking. For example, I have the I know the nun. She's in meditation center around 5 years, but she said that she had some experience and anya arise because something she attached with something, and she just sitting meditations, and after that another thinking arise, and she don't want to do it anymore, and she think the second thinking is a banya, but she do not know this is the thinking and the thinking and the thinking. But she said that if banya not arise, so how can she don't want to do it anymore? This is the different. And even so, me and my friends talked to her many times, but she said that this is a banya. So even the thinking, she also don't understand what is the thinking. So they think this is a banya.
Associate banya with less attachment or less kilesa.
Yeah, less
but
attachment.
But really, what banya does is to understand dhammas better, presently arising dhammas. So whether there's more attachment or less attachment or something falls away, this is not the test of whether it's banya or not.
Yes.
Banya has to know a reality, a dhamma.
Everyone think that everyone don't think like you. Banya can understand the reality. They think that banya is the right thinking and make them less defilements or solve their problem is make the life is better.
They think that it's my panya, their panya, that lessens their problems. So
yes.
It's all actually more clinging to me and my problems and my defilements and my panya.
Yes, that's why their purpose is to lesser defilements, but to not know the reality.
Strong clinging to me with no defilements or lesser defilements. They want to have a change of personality or be the one with no defilements so badly.
Yes. So that means.
But no understanding of seeing invisible objects.
Yes.
All those people, because they're not interested in dhammas. They're interested in the mental state, happiness, kilesa.
Yes.
So when they meditate, the purpose is to be calm and hopefully to have less attachment. So they think they can see that. That's progress. But as Ajahn explains, the Buddha taught about what is real at the present moment. And unless there's understanding of that, there'll always be reason to be attached to what is seen and heard.
Yes.
Because no understanding of the visible object and sound. So ignorance is the real cause of attachment. That's what the Buddha said. So only by development of punya can attachment be effectively reduced.
I think they had a wrong view or wrong thinking or the wrong information taken.
The attachment to having less defilement. Everyone would like to have less defilements. The attachment to being the one with less defilements is so strong that it conditions the wrong practice to try this and that, to try to have less defilements. And then they sit quietly and they think that it's successful, that they have less defilements, but they don't know anything about the strong clinging, strong attachment to self at such times.
What we have to understand is, for most people, that is all they've ever heard.
Yes.
Right? They've never heard about understanding of dhammas. They've only ever heard about peace, calm, defilements, focusing on object and that sort of thing. So that is their practice, and naturally they will believe that it's bringing results, tangible results, but they probably never heard of anything else.
I think they heard, but they not consider, or they don't have a detailed information like Ajahn's teaching. So like that, what's the attachment? They don't know. They just don't know that I want to do this, but now I don't want, and they think no attachment. But the idea of I is still there, and they don't know. Is it right, Ajahn?
That's why discussion is very useful.
Yes.
And one has to be so very honest. Otherwise, one cannot get anything from the teachings of the Buddha, because the clinging to the idea of self is so very deep-rooted. How can, without the teachings of Buddha, the kilesa is less? Because kilesa is not known, even right now. As soon as seeing has fallen away, there can be attachment and ignorance instantly, but very slightly. So it cannot be known until it gets stronger and stronger. Like, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? Until you like this, see? Different levels, yeah. And only that which is so strong can be known. But without the eradication of latent tendencies and all kilesa, that person cannot be purified at all. Thinking about citta right now, see, usually in a day, there is no thinking about citta, that which is now experiencing, but the attention turned to that which is experienced as this and that all the time, forgetting about that which experienced. Since it's the mental realities, it cannot be known. And what is there? The accumulation long, long time ago. So how thick the kilesa is, how strong it is, which it can condition any moment of attachment and ignorance. Not understand the teachings of the Buddha. It has only one's own way, but I think. But it's not understanding at all. So the Buddha's way is different from the all others' way, because all others' way condition attachment and ignorance more and more. But the Buddha's teaching will condition understanding, which will eliminate ignorance and attachment. When there is understanding, for example, now there is seeing, and there is ignorance about it. Opposite of panya. And without panya, how can that ignorance eliminate it?
And that's why it all comes back to understanding, seeing now, visible object now, because if there's no understanding of seeing just the Dhamma, that experience is an object, an invisible object, that which is seen, is bound to be an idea of I experience, I have defilements, I have panya, and so on. Yeah. So there has to be the understanding now, not at another time, of that Dhamma which can experience an object such as seeing or hearing, not anyone. And that reality which is experienced like visible object, just one world at a time, like now at the moment of visible object seen, nothing else in the world, no thinking, no liking, no disliking, just the reality, no one there at all.
Yes, this is the most important.
And it's most important, and it's very deep, and that's why it always comes back to this moment. Otherwise, there will always be an idea of finding another way to help what is true in Ajahn's teaching, but another way to assist it or make it quicker or have more panya or less defilements. Mm. So always following another wrong path.
Yeah. They want to practice, they want to have more, so more experience.
Yes. But because they don't understand the Dhamma which can experience an object like seeing or hearing, and the Dhamma which cannot experience anything, they think there's another reality, a self there that can do something, and that is the wrong understanding.
Yes.
And we can ask that person whether he or she would like to listen to the teachings of the Buddha or not. Just that. Different from the other's teaching. Tell them beforehand. Anyone.
She shared with me that she wants to read more the sutta, but the problem is when she read the sutta, she understand the sutta by her own thinking.
That's with the idea with of the someone answer. Doing something. Exactly.
Yeah, and she think that the someone can do this way and this is happen is the right way, so she want to follow. And now she talked to many people, she get the more information, so she consider, but I just talked to her that because we know Ajahn's teachings give the right information, so this is the basic, and if you read the sutta, you should read carefully. At least you understand what is the meaning of the sutta in the right way.
It has to be the understanding that it's about dharmas, not about people.
But she only one wondering in her mind that someone do this and they success. There's the teacher in the teacher some teacher do that. So she still want to have the sitting meditation. Also, she think that if her mind in peace, they have more condition to understand the Dhamma. Even we talk to her, but she wanted, now she's just there with me that, okay, she consider all the things, on the teachings she hear, and if she cannot find the information or she cannot find the answer, she will come to.
When you say other people have success, you mean what? Or she means what?
She mean, I don't know, but she really revealed that the Ajahn Chah. She read the book, and Ajahn Chah also teach the unique. So the unique show that we can experience the hardness, the softness, the motion, and she think it's the right teaching. The Ajahn Chah also taught that we should sitting meditation. So she think this is the right way. No, this is the right way and more conditions are for right understanding the Dhamma. Yeah.
So if you if we read the writings of other teachers, if we don't really know the teachings ourselves in detail, it may sound like it's based on the teachings. Because all teachers, all meditation teachers, claim to base their teaching on the Buddha's word. But they can't all be right because they're all different. That's why Ajahn always stresses that we need to be familiar with the teachings so that we can evaluate other teachers' claims as to what is in accordance with the Buddha's word.
That person had the accumulation to think that way, then she will think that way.
Yes.
Because I talked to one of the girls, I don't want to mention the name.
Yeah.
I was asking her because I keep hearing she's talking about meditation all the time. And so I said, do you gain a little bit more knowledge by Ajahn being here?
Yeah.
Well, she said, she think for quite some time, and she's have given me the answer right away. And she's still thinking that there's still like a loophole there that is not clear. So she thinks she'll wait and see. But I can feel that she still believes in sitting meditation. Yes, very strong. Yes. So she has an accumulation to think that way. It's very hard to change.
I wonder whether I can trace the witchancer from the old lady. She told me that Ajahn also confirmed that by hearing the teaching gradually, we can understand the Dharma. But it's not in this life. She said that if I spend the whole life to just listen to Ajahn teaching and end up my life, I don't know anything, Panya not arise, so I waste my time. It means that even they follows, they consider Ajahn's teaching is the right way, but they also want to have the experience, essential experience, or at least they have the something, make they from that they go in the right way.
She's the slave of Lopa. Imprisoned.
Because the clinging to result is so strong. And when there's clinging to results at those times, not hearing anything that is said about conditioned dharmas. So what she would like so much is the opposite of what will happen, because all the clinging and the expecting is actually leading down the wrong way. And
yes,
they have to get over the idea that it's Ajahn's teaching. It's the Buddha's teaching. It's the Buddha's teachings that Ajahn is sharing. Otherwise, they think, oh, this Ajahn says this and that Ajahn says that, and different Ajahns say different things. So we need to consider what the Buddha's teaching is. So it's just the sharing of what the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught that there are only conditioned realities, and each conditioned reality is anatta. No one can do anything. Useless to just want to get a result or try to speed it up. It's not understanding what is being said at all about the Buddha's teachings.
Yes, is nature lost but still there? So no results. They don't believe, and no, not enough patience to listen or consider.
And too much clinging to the idea of self that can get or not get results or this and that. It's not understanding dharmas.
She cannot understand the difference between would like to have more understanding and less ignorance.
But the key person does, she don't know what is ignorance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
don't
also
know.
I think she doesn't appreciate how difficult it is to really understand, even for like having studied and not having studied.
Yes.
You know, the difference.
Yeah,
and how difficult it is to understand reality that arising. You know? So she doesn't appreciate how difficult it is. It could take like, you know, a lifetime to understand.
Yes.
You know, when there's a little understanding or wise considering, there's no thought about when and how long and result. No consideration of that at all, because there's just the appreciation of the value of just understanding now for a moment, no matter how little or how much. So totally useless to think about how long or when or if, because that's just all clinging to self, not understanding, not hearing. So the beginning always has to be the understanding of what dharmas are, to really begin to understand that they're just conditioned and not self or anyone. Clinging, the wanting to get results is such a big hindrance to the path.
Yes, yes, I think it's so strong.
And how about for you? No interest in other practice or anything?
My case is very simple. I cannot practice because when it's, I plan or I intend to sitting meditations, I focus on the subject and it makes me tired because I'm so stressed and just want to have experience. So when I hear the Ajahn teaching, I realized really impressed with Ajahn said that you want to know or you want to understand. So I think, understand is better because you know what. So that's why easy for me.
And when you say, well, if I practice, this happens, what do you mean by practice? What is practice?
Practice, that means my teachers in meditation center, that we just sit any posture, but you're aware what happened, whatever happened. But because that we look for hearing, or we know the touching, we know the smell, but even that we try to do this or do that, and after that we exhausted. So, and I cannot do anything. So when I hear Ajahn said that, you want to know or you want to understand, I realize that's understanding better because you don't need to do anything. Understand, you understand.
And actually, know you who can do anything, and what you describe as practice is not.
I not practice anymore.
It's not anything to do with the Buddha's teaching at all.
Yes, yes. That means in my case, I stop meditations, and I stop practice anymore. But now just considering or I listen to Ajahn teaching. But sometimes I have questions and I can discuss with them. And I read more book. Yes, it's my case. And is it
clear that this is what you were doing is completely wrong practice and nothing to do with awareness of our realities at all?
Yes, because awareness is not the right sati. Because like that, when we do this or we do that, we know. But we know just that this is the glass, it's the table. No, don't know this is the hardness or softness. And in my life, I agree with Ajahn that when we try to do something or we have the plan to do something, it's really a burden. Because I try so much and I feel tired and then I get angry. I know angry is not a good thing.
You could say to your friend, do you want to have less kilesa or do you want to understand dhammas?
She also hear that. But because I think depends on her accumulations, she want to get more of the answers right, like she want, but I don't know. But she sent information with me, so I agree, and after that I will talk to her later. Mm-hmm. Let's not consider.
It's common to ignorance.
Yes. She, one other thing actually is that she forgets that she how much the accumulation of the avidya that she had in past life, so much. That's what she doesn't know. She didn't realize that how much avidya, how much ignorance,
how much
she accumulated from the past life.
Yes.
So you know, you can't expect to really understand something right away and get the results from your studying right away. It's impossible.
And she thinks that she has see again some essential experiences when she has sitting meditations previously.
More singing.
Yeah, singing, more singing. Yeah, she's thinking that's a banya. So she just
singing to special experiences.
Actually, wrong practice and wrong special experiences.
Yep, natures. Mm. Everyone wants to
and do all taken for me and my experiences. And So the firmer the confidence now that actually there are just dhammas, only dhammas, no one there at all, then the one can share and help with others more easily because no doubt, no hesitation, no special experiences, no special practice, nothing to be followed, just understanding what is true now.
Yes.
Only one way.
Is there anything that you'd like to understand now?
No.
Not special, right?
You want to listen but more?
Yeah, listen more.
Not about sila, samadhi, panya, or whatever?
Sila. No, because in theory, I know so we cannot do anything. Yeah. But sila, what is the good, what is the bad, we should know when listening.
So now one knows that it's useless just to read a lot without understanding reality right now.
Yes.
For example, we talk a lot about citta, cetasika. But here, there are citta with cetasikas unknown all the time. So the more one reads, the more one knows the point. That it's not just follow the words of the teachings without considering about realities. Like sila, just follow. How many silas are there? What type? What did Buddha thought about it? But without citta, can there be sila?
Yes.
So he taught in different aspects to understand that sila is what? Akusala moment, condition, akusala deeds and speech.
Yes, yes.
Akusala sila. Because sila means the behavior of citta. It behaves because it arises, it experiences, and the collection of ideas about this and that condition. More and more citta from seeing, from hearing. That's why there are uncountable moments of citta here and the others. That's why no one can talk about the number of citta, only how many categories, and whenever it arises, what can be known. For example, right now, there are realities appearing. What and when is the understanding about? Just one at a time, which arises and falls away in split seconds. So what is left when Buddha said, all realities are conditioned, arises, experiences, and then following in split second. But what now? They do not appear as Buddha thought. So what appeared? The appearance or the image of that which now appears that nothing arises and nothing fall away. But in reality, in split seconds, all realities arise and fall away. By then, one can understand the great wisdom of the Buddha from his enlightenment. When it's true, it's not just from hearing and having intellectual understanding. Buddha also taught how the panya, right understanding, develops until there are conditions for moment of direct understanding, whatever appears, as just what he taught. No difference at all. And this is a confidence in the truth and the words of the enlightened one. So one begins to get closer and closer to see the virtues of Buddha from his teachings and from one's own understanding. Nobody else except his teachings. So listen just to his words, not the other words. Because the other's word cannot condition any understanding of whatever appears. Just urge lopa, to continue on and on in different ways, in different manners, because no one can see Lopa. Only Panya can, see. Even it's right now, see. It's hidden, also crafty. It lurks, it follows, it leads, whatever in one's life, from moment when one opens one's eyes until at moment of being fast asleep. So it's there. This is life. Ignorance and attachment and other kilesa. So who can help one to be freed from all these kilesa, which is not far, it's in the citta. It arises with the citta. As soon as it has fallen away, the latent tendency continues on in next citta, from moment to moment, long, long, long time ago, eons and eons and eons, and eons and eons to be when there's no understanding. So one is imprisoned in this cage of kilesa and the world, and especially when there is wrong understanding, one is encaged not only in ignorance and attachment, but also is imprisoned in the prison of wrong understanding.
And I think the most difficulty is Buddha teachings from his enlightenment, but understand his teaching from our ignorance. So
people in the old days, how long ago, they had listened to the teaching, they could get it. But people today, see, far away from that time, and they thought that they can read and understand the teachings. How can that be? Because if they were like people in the Buddha's time, as soon as they heard about the teachings, they could get the meaning instantly. But is it like now, today? No. That's why each one can understand one's own accumulation only when one lives natural life, which is conditioned. For example, this moment is so very natural. Seeing is natural. Who knows about one's own attachment or ignorance after seeing has fallen away of that object which has fallen away? How foolish one is clinging to that which hasn't fallen away no more. But it appears like it's still there by the succession of the arising and falling away in split seconds. And this is ignorance and attachment. And who can understand this? The enlightenment. See? So it depends on the accumulation for anyone to listen to him or to the others or follow one's own way.
Even though there's so much ignorance now, still we have the opportunity to hear the Buddha's teachings,
yes.
And understanding can begin to develop. If it doesn't begin to develop, it'll be just nothing but ignorance. But there can be a little development of understanding now,
yes.
Even whilst hearing, beginning to understand that there are only dhammas, not anyone there.
Yeah, understand.